The scientific consensus is that increased use of fossil fuels will cause average global temperatures to continue to go up. And while no one can say for sure what will happen, UW-Madison Environmental Studies Professor Jonathan Patz says there could be some good effects on public health, like longer food growing seasons. However, Patz says overall, a warmer climate will be a negative, causing more heat waves, for example.
There have been studies that also show that during heat waves, we have accompanying stagnant air masses that worsen air pollution. One study shows that east of the Mississippi, there may be two-thirds of an increase in red ozone alert days.
Patz says other studies have shown heavier rainfalls will lead to more waterborne diseases. So Patz is backing a project by the American Public Health Association that creates a blueprint for combating the health effects of climate change. The plan includes recommendations for both health professionals and the general public. Association Executive Director Georges Benjamin is asking people to protect themselves from excess heat and water, walk or ride a bike, eat more locally grown food, and green their lifestyle.
Doing those kinds of things that hopefully will, at the end, reduce both the carbon footprint in their workplace as well as reducing the carbon footprint in their home.
Dr. Benjamin says his group will also urge Congress to consider health issues when it debates legislation to curb global warming. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.